Good morning, everyone. We've noted on this program more than once that North Dakota and areas of the northern prairie in the United States have been spared the worst of the economic crisis in this country, but not the ravages of the spring thaw that's taking place. Flooding in Fargo, North Dakota is expected to crest at a record 41 feet. The Red River is expected to crest by this Saturday. Sarah Mayo joins us. She's a junior political science major at North Dakota State University. Sarah, have you been doing some sandbagging?
Lots of sandbagging.
You getting any college credit for that?
Well, not that I've been told so far.
Well, explain to me what it is that you've been doing and who have you met in your community as part of this community-wide effort to really save Fargo from an impending disaster. The president has declared your state a disaster area.
Yeah. At our campus, NDSU, we have the Fargo Dome, and that's kind of the headquarters for filling sandbags. I've been there 2 days now. We're just shoveling sand into these bags and loading them onto trucks to go to the dikes. As far as people I've met, it seems like everyone in Fargo is either there or on the dikes piling the bags or doing something else to help. Like, there's 6-7-year-old kids who are tying the bags for us. There's something they can do to help. There's little old ladies who are bringing food to the dome to fill hungry workers. We've got I've seen people with developmental disabilities even delivering bottles of water to thirsty workers. And yesterday I met a blind guy who was sitting on an overturned bucket and his wife was shoveling sand into the bags he was holding for her.
Well, Sarah, those are great pictures. And it's really a political story. I mean, you don't get this kind of turnout for voting in Fargo, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know what our turnout for voting is, but I know it's not everyone in the city, just like all who's helping out the flood here.
What do you think this has taught you about the potential for communities to hang together in times that are stressful, whether they're involving geologic disasters like the flooding or not?
Well, it's so touching to see how everyone is coming together, and not only people from our community, but actually I was looking online this morning and I saw some Craigslist postings in Minneapolis, St. Paul for... There was one person who said that he had been laid off from his job. He was unemployed. He didn't have any money to drive into Fargo, but he had plenty of time to donate to our cause, and he wanted to find a ride with someone who's coming to Fargo so he could help sandbag.
It seems there's a real hunger out there on the prairie to get together and really solve this. First of all, what are they telling you as far as your ability to resist the worst of the damage that could happen if the flooding really gets out of control?
Well, I just listened to Mayor Wallaker on the news last night. He was telling us that we have about a 3-to-1 chance that our dikes will hold and we'll save everything we're trying to save right now. There is a plan, I guess, to put in secondary dikes, which will save the city infrastructure if the primary dikes break. Although he noted that we also had that in 97 and the primary dikes didn't break at that time, so we didn't even need the secondary dikes, and we're just hoping that'll happen again this time.
All right, well, we're hoping with you. It sounds like at the very least, Sarah Mayo, there needs to be a new movie called Fargo to update that nasty movie that came out several years ago.
My friends and I were just talking about that yesterday, actually, because a new movie like that would show the really good sides of Fargo.
All right, Sarah Mayo, with a tip of the hat to the Coen brothers. Sarah Mayo is a junior political science major at North Dakota State University, one of the record sandbaggers at the Fargo Dome, who bagged 500,000 sandbags one day this week. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for having me on to talk about Fargo, John.
So we're going to shift gears at this point. It is... I just love her. She's the best. So it's certainly no surprise.